This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The Food and Drug Administration is concerned that sleeping pills like Ambien are too strong, so the agency is requiring pharmaceutical companies to cut the amount of active ingredient in half. But as Marketplace's Jim Burris reports, that doesn't mean the price will be cut in half.
Mick Halassa wrote the book on how pharmaceutical pricing works. Really, it's called Elements of Pharmaceutical Pricing. I ask him if cutting in half a pill's active ingredient translates into a cheaper drug.
The short answer to that is no.
Halassa says we're almost never paying for the active ingredient, but we do pay a lot for research, development, and marketing.
If you look at the price of generic Ambien, you can get an idea of what the ingredient cost might be.
The generic runs as little as $10 a month compared to $200 plus for the name brand. While consumers may not see a savings from a weaker dose, Harvard's Dan Carpenter says drug makers could actually see a loss in the short term.
The key effect is the publicity.
He says the FDA's announcement might cause some patients to switch to a different drug or quit taking sleep aids altogether. In a statement, Ambien's manufacturer, Sanofi, says it is working with the FDA and stands behind the drug safety. I'm Jim Burris for Marketplace.